Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis and Chulin Daf Kuf describes that when it comes to the mitzvos HaTorah, Taryag mitzvos, we always look to Moshe Rabbeinu, to Mamed Har Sinai. Taryag mitzvos Nemar LaMoshe MiSinai. Sefer Bereishis, of course, that really does not inform how it is that we do mitzvos, but that serves as the broader inspiration of Avodas Hashem. And therefore the Rambam writes, when it comes to the mitzvah of Giran Asheh, that we do not look to Parshas Vayishlach, MiSinai Nemra, Elishenichta Bimkomo, but rather at Mamed Har Sinai. And the Rambam writes the same thing is true when it comes to the mitzvah of Bris Milah. Our Chiyuv and Bris Milah is not based on Parshas Lech Lecha, the Milah of Avram Avinu, but rather based on Parshas Tazria. Tosus even writes, later Yavamos and Daf Ayin Aleph, that Avram Avinu performed the mitzvah of Milah in a different fashion than we do. Avram Avinu was only mitzuva al hamila, and for us, mila includes mila and priya as well. That being the case, that yes, when it comes to the mitzvah bris mila in its details, there we look for Parshas Tazria, but undeniably, the manner in which Avram Avinu performed the mitzvah bris mila is something that inspired the generations. When you look in the very end of Parshas Lech Lecha, the Torah tells us the following, Be'etzem hayom hazeh, Nimol Avram. Nimol Avram. Nimol sounds as though it is written B'loshon Nifal. Not that Avram Avinu actively performed the mitzvah bris milah, but rather passively received a milah. And this is the drasha of Rabbi Levi. When you look at Medrash Rabbah, Mem Zayin, there Rabbi Levi says the following, that all of a sudden, Avram Avinu bodak es atzmo umatza atzmo mo'o. Avram Avinu all of a sudden looked, and he noticed, and he had a bris milah. Because the pasuk doesn't say mal, but rather, betz yemam hazeh, nimol, nimol Avram. The Medrash describes that Rav Abba Bar Kahana was there, when Levi said this skiddish, and Rav Abba Bar Kahana burst out in a very harsh way, in such a harsh way. How can you assume that that's true? Kazvana, shakrana, Hirgish Vinistai. He turned to Rabbi Levi and said, you're a liar, you're a deceiver, that cannot be. This was an incredibly painful experience, but nonetheless, Avram Avinu did so. And you know, one can't help but be surprised at the harshness of the response of Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana. You know, sometimes, you know, you learn, b'chavrusa, a chavrusa suggests something, you know, it's not a mito shel Torah. But you know, you have to disagree agreeably. You have to be differential. You start yelling, kazbana, shakrana. Why would that warrant a certain response? Because the pasuk says that Nemo, and Nemo seems to indicate that Avram Avinu was the recipient of. If you look in the Medrash in the Chedushei Radal of David Luria, such a yediyas, he quotes all the cases where Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana would respond so lovingly to the Chedushim of Rabbi Levi. He quotes the Yerushalmi and Horios, and a Medrash Rab in Koheles. You know, you're astounded by the ideas. Now, all the cases were indeed they interactive. Why all of a sudden here? So good, Rav Abba Bar Kahana thought that wasn't really pshat and pasuk, but why would he disagree with such vehemence in such a harsh way? Perhaps the answer is very, very simple. You know, Chazal teaches us that my sabo simin labanim, that's certainly, undeniably true. You know, inspiration. When you go through the Rambans in Sefer Bereishis and you see all the cases, the Ramban points out how this episode enlightened the history of Klal Yisrael. It was something that was incredible. The Lashon of the Ramban in his Psicha to Sefer Shmos is not exactly Maisamos Simen Lazaron, because when you hear the word Simen, it's an omen, it's an indicator, it's a sign. Sometimes you don't take that with the seriousness that it deserves. So you know what the Ramban writes? He paraphrases. Uvamikre avos kulam, shehem ke'inyan yitzira lezara. You should realize what happened to the avos, their experiences in life, was nothing short of creation. It wasn't just an omen. It wasn't just an indicator. But it was an absolute yitzira. An absolute yitzira. It's a stunning language that indeed the Ramban uses. The Ramban writes that Sefer Bereishis is called Sefer Yetzirah, not just simply because this was Bria Shemayim Varetz, but the Mikre HaAvos, which are a Yetzirah Lezara. And that has to be the prism through which You view everything that happened to the Avos and Imos. It was a creation that enabled the future generations. When you look, for example, the Sugya Shabbos and Daf Kuf Lamed, there the Gemara points out the following. You know, there were certain mitzvahs that Bnei Yisrael, yes, fulfilled, but they didn't do so with utmost mesiras nefesh. And the Gemara writes that had a ripple effect. You know, it wasn't something that was muchzekes biyadam. The Gemara quotes an example of that, the mitzvah of tefillin. And in contrast, the Gemara quotes Bris Milah. Bris Milah was something that Bnei Yisrael embraced with incredible mesiras nefesh. And that was something that somehow stuck throughout all of the generations. Mesiras nefesh for the mitzvah of Bris Milah. When you look in the Ran, earlier in Shabbos, the Sugya of Memtes, the Chav Beis and Dapi Harif, the Ran writes the following. There's a fascinating machlokes with the Rambam and Tosos, whether a person can be moser nefesh lifnei meshuras hadin. The halacha, most cases, is not yaharig vayavor, it's yavor vayaharig. Let's assume in those instances a person says, no, I'm willing to give up my life, even though the Torah tells me that yavor vayaharig. Tosus writes in Avodah Zarah that nikra kadosh, that's a midas chasidus, above and beyond. The Rambam writes in Perakei Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, mischaya benafsha. If the Torah says that, violate davera, spare your life, you have no right to do so. The Ran is very bothered that even the Rambam must agree there are times that a person can be most nefesh lifnei meshuras hadin. And the Ran brings a raya, daf chabez and daf yarif, Bris Milah. But Bris Milah is yaharig vayavor. Bris Milah is a mitzvah to say which is not yaharig vayavor. And you know what? The Ran writes throughout our history, Klal Yisrael were Moser Nefesh for the mitzvah of Bris Milah. Madua tayotze liharig. Why is it that all of a sudden you're being killed? Al shamalti yisbini. Because I fulfilled the mitzvah of Bris Milah. The Ran writes, even the Rambam must agree in certain settings and certain times that Bris Milah warrants Mesiras Nefesh. And that was the history of Klal Yisrael. In the distant history, and even in recent history, you hear stories, you know, that of Jews who were willing to put their life at risk to fulfill the mitzvah of Bris Milah. That's a sugya. In Shabbos, Naf Kuf Lamed, Kelach HaRagnu Kol Hayom. I'll ask you a very, very simple question. And I think the answer is very straightforward. Where did this come from? Where did the koach of Mesiras Nefesh, Bichlal, and where did the koach of Mesiras Nefesh, Beprat, when it comes to the mitzvah Bris Milah, come from? And you know what? There's only one answer. You know what that answer is? Uvamikrei ha'avos kulam shem ki'inyan yetzir lezara. Because Avram Avinu, at that accelerated age, was told to perform Bris Milah, and Avram Avinu did so with utmost mesiras nefesh. And you know what? That empowered the generations. The nisyonos of Avram Avinu empower the generations in order to be able to overcome any nisayon that we face. That was the legacy of Avram Avinu. And being part of the Zera Avram means that we can embrace those kochos and nefesh. If Bnei Yisrael was Moser Nefesh throughout our history for the mitzvah of Bris Milah, that was Rayi Muchachas, that the Milah of Avram Avinu was replete with Mesiras Nefesh. And now, with that context, Rabbi Levi is Doresh. Ve'etzem yom hazeh nimal Avram. Rabbi Levi says, nimal. Bada kesatzo matzamahu. You know what? Willy nilly. He noticed that he had a Bris Milah. Without Mesiras Nefesh. Without any sense of tsar, hirgish, v'nistar. That wasn't just wrong pshat. No, that's impossible. Achush machish. If Bnei Yisrael throughout our history, we were Moser Nefesh for a mitzvah, you better be sure that, you know what, the foundation was a meal of Avram Avinu with utmost Mesiras Nefesh. And even though it's true throughout the Makoros and Chazal that Rav Abba Bar Kahana gave Rav Levi such kavod, Noshkol HaRosho, when he would say his Chedushei Torah, here, Kazbana, Shakrana, here, give Shunitzdayer. No. When it comes to Bris Milah, that cannot be. It's not just wrong pshat. It's against the legacy of Avos. And that's an incredible, incredible model, that every episode that you read regarding the Avos, you know, for us that's inspirational. For us it's empowering. It's what gives us the kochos hanefesh to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in thick and thin. You know, the Rambam writes in Mar Nevuchim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have given Avram Avinu abundant schar in reward, knowing that had HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested Avram Avinu, he would have soared. Why do you have to go through the process? HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew Avram Avinu would pass, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have given the schar. The Rambam writes in Mar Nevuchim and Chelek Gimel and Perek Chav Dalet. But imagine if we wouldn't have the models of Avram Avinu, of the Nisyonos. Avram Avinu could have received the schar, of course, but we would have been at a tragic loss. Because for us, the Nisyonos of Avram Avinu are inspirational, they're exhilarating, they're empowering. This is what shows us that if we're the Zer Avram, that Ko Yezerecha, that, you know, we can position ourselves for Avodas Hashem with an abundance of Mesiras Nefesh. And therefore, if we're Moser Nefesh throughout our history, for a mitzvah in particular of Mila, Arayim Uchachas, that the foundation was the Bris Mila of Avram Avinu, with utmost Mesiras Nefesh, Hirgish V'Nitzdar, and that was incredibly a Yetzirah, L'Doros. Being the Zer Avram means that the bar is raised, that we have the Sachrayas. And therefore we have to see to it that our Avodas Hashem is pure, it's pristine, it is something that we're willing indeed to be Moser Nefesh for. In the Yeshiva Baruch Hashem, that we have such opportunities. And I thank so many of you for being together for Shabbos. It was something that, in my mind, was personally uplifting, inspiring. But, you know, there has to be Emshah. The key, the Ramban writes, to every Yontif experience is integration. Integration. But now you have to ask yourself, how do I take that experience and fold that in, integrate that into Avodas Hashem? And that's what we have to do as B'nai Yeshiva. Greater cheshek for Esek B'Torah, Shifos of Mesiras Nefesh and Avodas Hashem in learning to be able to absolutely soar and to be able to set goals that are only attainable with incredible Siyata Dishmaya. Because if you set the goals in your Mispalta Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know what? That you can reach goals that otherwise that you thought are absolutely beyond our reach. That's the legacy of Avram Avinu. And that was the critique of Rav Abba Bar Kahana. If we are capable of being Moser Nefesh, and we did so throughout history, it's a dead giveaway. That's a Rayim Uchachas, that Avram Avinu Hirgish V'Nitzta'er. And therefore, that empowers us. Sometimes it takes a certain sense of amelus and perseverance. And sometimes, especially when it comes to learning, you know, it can be a difficult process. Imagine Machlokas Tanaim, Tanis, and Daf Lamed, that maybe even on Tisha B'Av, you can learn something as long as you're learning it for the first time. Because you know what? When you learn something for the first time, sometimes you struggle. You know, for many, you know, you haven't learned Yevamos since before you were born. It's like the first time in this world you're learning the Masechta. But you know what? And sometimes it's true. It can be hard to figure out all of the, but you know what? L'chach Natzarta. This is how you're wired. This is how you're created. To be able to see to it that you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, especially through Esek B'Torah with utmost Mesiras Nefesh. And if you do that, you'll be able to soar and to succeed, because that's what it means to be able to link in the Kolchos HaNefesh of the Avos, of the Imaos, and never, never underestimate the potential that each one of you have as being a chelik of our Masorah, as being part of the Zera Avram. What's true of Bris Mila, Hirgish V'Nitzta'er, and a legacy for Klal Yisrael. That's true of the positioning of all of us when it comes to Avodas Hashem. So as no doubt the Zman continues. Embrace the Kofos Nefesh. Serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu passionately. Do so with ultimate sense of Avas HaTorah, Yiras Shamayim, Be'ezras Hashem, as Yechidim, and collectively as the Yeshiva will continue to be zochet to intense siyata d'shmaya.